I'm here with Devin. He had the task of actually opening up the night tonight. He did a fantastic solo with the piano. Devin, how did you feel about performing tonight?
Nervous, but it was fun.
Okay, the Soul Sisters, now you had the crowd pumping with your songs. And Carrie, how long have you been practicing for?
About 2 months.
And you didn't look nervous at all. Have you done this before, Carrie?
I've done a little bit of stuff before, like musicals and dancing and stuff. But no, not really singing.
I am still surprised. Just gonna stand there and watch me play. That's all.
Danny Ray Wilson from Roeburn has come all the way into Karratha to participate tonight. So, Danny, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Yeah. What are you going to be singing tonight?
I'm going to sing my I'm Alive and My Island Home.
And what do you love about I'm Alive? How does it make you feel when you sing that song, Danny?
It's feeling really good. Yeah, I'm excited for everything, and I'm going to be on the stage. It's my first time being on the stage, and going to be singing at the pinnacle. Can't wait. Going to be excited, so I'm just going to see all my family there and just enjoy myself.
I'm speaking with Dakota Tahitahi. They've just come off stage. So, Dakota, how much work went into putting that all together?
We had 2 practices. It was kind of a last-minute thing and, paid off, I suppose. One in the car park and then one at my house. Then, yeah.
What about tonight? What did you feel from the crowd tonight?
Oh, they were pretty pumping, you know. They're very energetic and, they're very supportive. Loved it, loved it. Loved the atmosphere.
Awesome. Thanks, Dakota. All right, Hemi, oh, that was fantastic. Really enjoyed the whole medley that you guys were doing, and especially having the rap in there. Tell me about the bro Nicholas and how he ended up coming into the band with you and Coda.
Well, I heard about it a couple of weeks from one of my aunties that works with the youth centre in Roeburn, and me and Coda were originally going to do it, and then Nick comes along about 2 weeks ago, just straight from New Zealand, and so I heard he was a rapper, so... Yeah, I was like, oh yeah, chuck him in. And then we've only had about 2 practices and yeah, I think we did good for about 12 song medley.
It was off the hook. And Nicholas, you've obviously rapped before because when I saw you there on the stage, you looked like a professional. So tell me about some of the other work that you've done back in New Zealand.
I've done a lot of work back home. Been performing on stage for like Waitangi events and Smoke Free Pacifica events. It's just where all the school bands perform on stage and with Pacifica Island music and reggae kind of, it's just school band stuff and just little gigs at school, little raps that I just bring my speaker to school and just do what I do best and yeah.
So, and were you nervous going into this tonight being a new place, the Pilbara?
Tonight, yeah, I was because I've never been in this place and I don't know how like people would play it, but when I got on I wasn't nervous at all, so it just bring it all back, like I was meant to be on there, I was meant to just do that.
You were definitely meant to do this. And finally, Nicholas, do you think that you will take it up again here in the Pilbara. You'll continue to write songs and perhaps, you know, go forward into a little bit of a career now that you're here in Australia?
Definitely. No, yeah, I'm looking forward to take it further, take it far. And because it's what I love doing. It's my passion, so I want to pursue it and keep that dream alive.
Good job, bro. Well done.
Thank you.
What do you think about these guys?
Wicked. I want to be like her someday.
You want to get up there and sing too?
No.
Yeah.